Hey, I can't.
The person you with now, I'm like, he is nothing like that. But he's perfect for you.
But see, that's the thing. Like, he meets all of them, most of them. He does meet most of them.
That's very important to say. Yes.
And the reason let me be specific, not Pacific, you know, quick English lesson. The Pacific is an ocean. Specific is the thing you're trying to do when you want to be exact. All right. So he does not meet all of them, but he meets most of them.
Hey.
And it's the grass is greener on the other side philosophy, because it not always is. It's one of those things where the person that you're with, whether that be relationship, friendship, whatever, the person that you're with, they don't have to check off every single box on your list. If you can write a pros and cons list, this is very cliche. If you can write a pros and cons list and, you know, the good outweigh the bad, then you're winning. Because, I mean, I got a whole bunch of shortcomings. You got a couple, too. He ain't innocent enough. You ain't innocent enough. But he got a couple too. But the thing is, where I struggle, he does well in. Where I do well in, he struggles. The only difference between the two is that he's willing to learn. I'm not. But the thing is, he is patient with me while trying. Like, I agree with the whole concept of, you know, finding somebody that is able to compliment you. And he actually is. Like, he gives me the, like, strength to express my emotions. Because that was hard right there. Because y'all know I don't do that. But because I don't like emotions. I just feel like they are just a bunch of bull hockey. But anywho, that's neither here nor there. But yes, I feel like that is important. Like, it is important to be able to find somebody that is able to compliment you in a way that you never thought. And my standards are still the same, if not higher, which is why he probably is so frustrated with me, because I want him to meet them. Like, that's just the guy's honest truth. Like, he is like, and I keep, I've told him many times, like, the reason that you are here is because you passed the test. However, that ain't the end of the road. You know how you go through school and you got to take a quiz, a test, you got to pass the SAT, the ACT, the QRC, the MB, the all these other C's, Q's, and A's? That's kind of what we got to do now. So you got past the preliminary results. But it's just like, you know, everything else just kind of plays a part in that. But I still think that it's important to know that high standards are not a bad thing. Now, let me clarify for y'all out there. High and unrealistic are not the same thing. Because having high standards means that you can reach them. Mm-hmm. Having unrealistic standards means somebody needs to talk to you. Like, you need to be able to have standards that are attainable. Like, don't be out here expecting for a significant other to bring you 6 and 8 figures when you don't even know what they look like. Don't be out here expecting for your significant other to cook for you, clean for you, change this light bulb over here, vacuum this floor, when you don't even know how to operate any of that. The thing is, you have to be able to do these things for yourself before you can expect for somebody else to do them for you. So in any type of relationship, it has to be equal. So look for, when you're in a relationship or you're talking to somebody or you have a friendship or what have you, make sure that this situation is, it's equal. It's not, it's one of those things where you have to be, you want to be, how can I say this? You want to be on the same page. Like, unrealistic standards do nothing for anybody. Like, they don't, you don't benefit from them. Because the thing is, there's nothing for, you're never going to get there because they're not realistic. The point of having standards is so, because there's something that you can actually attain. Now, before y'all hit me in the comments talking about some, I can do anything, nobody said you couldn't. Nobody said you couldn't do anything. What I am saying is that when you set standards, make sure there's standards that you can set, like, make sure there are things that you can actually achieve. What I mean by that, let me just give you an example for y'all out there. You have a desire to go into space without a helmet. That is unrealistic. Why? Because you will die. So do you see what I'm saying? Like, I have my standard is to go into space with a helmet. Yours is to go into space without a helmet. We both have very similar standards. Mine are high. Yours are unrealistic because you won't come back from that.
Right.
That's what I mean.
That's very realistic.
Bang.
That's very realistic.
So it's just like, it's just you have to, I don't know, you just have to make sure that everything kind of goes together in a cute little box.
If only getting into a relationship with them was that easy.
Well, sometimes you get into them and they end up being the worst thing that could have happened to you.
I know, right?
You know?
Speaking of, what was your worst relationship, PB?
Oh, shit, you were there for it.
I was. Oh.
Was I there for it also?
Yeah, you were. you were.
I was.
I was. Are we talking about the same person?
Shoot, there could be multiple actions.
I was like,
that could be. Count them off.
Like, Oh my. Okay. If y'all have not deduced, apparently I was there and I don't remember. But what was your what was your roast relationship? PB.
Oh, she did.
I was like, you're not getting away from this.
We are dying to know.
Oh, let me just.
Dying to know.
Maybe then. I'm going to be right on Thursday.
Let's just say today is Thursday. Let's just go with that.
Oh, man. The worst.
Mm-hmm. The worst.
You know what I think is... I'm going to answer this, y'all, I promise.
No, be not.
You know, I think it's one of the most amazing things about life and things that end up being the worst or that are the worst.
Your relationship?
Mm-hmm. Is that they rarely start off that way.
Very true.
That's the crazy... There's some stuff that just like, you know, it's you can't say something was the worst when you openly went into it knowing it was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
The worst is when you find out...
That it is.
That it is. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think those are the situations that are truthfully in regards to the what is the worst thing is when you didn't see it coming or it was no signs or that it wasn't something that started off that way.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, in all the... The worst ones I can think of, they didn't start off that way.
I would hope they didn't.
Right, because at that point, you can't...
Yeah, you can't really blame anything, but you can't blame anybody but yourself, because you knew that, yeah.
You know, that's where, like, you know, I always say, you know, when you have those high standards, that helps you avoid those initial worst. it helps you avoid those worst situations.
I'm going to put a pin in that. Remind me that you just said that, because when I tell you my worst relationship, you're going to be like, but you remember when you said you had those high standards? Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's always more to it. I'm going to break this into two. I'm going to give y'all two perspectives. So, from a friendship perspective, they still top that one. I can't even get I don't even speak to them, but I'm not going to even put them.
I'm not even going to give them the gratification of thinking that I might be talking about them.
And do it anyway. one domestically was a friend that I grew up with. And, you know, it really is the same old story we mostly hear. But, you know, it kind of is true for most people. You know, you get older. And the unifying theme of both these stories is going to be pouring more into someone's cup than they're pouring into yours.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I feel like this is kind of one of the maybe one of the bigger concepts with relationship is this.
And that's exactly what I was just thinking. While you were talking, I was like, if you think about it, that point right there is generally the reason why you classify something as the worst or something as bad, because it's always one-sided. Like, it's always one person that's willing to do more than the other person is willing to do. And sometimes, you know, I feel like at one point, if you don't, like, make that known, and then that person doesn't make an effort to fix it, then it's time to go. But if you just end up saying, well, I just feel like this is one-sided and they just suck, but you don't tell them, then that's your fault. But if you have opened your mouth and you have verbalized that situation with that other person, and that other person still makes an effort not to do it.
Say it right there from the gospel. that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, things start off well, and then you start to realize that perhaps they're not. You start off paying half the rent. Then as the lease continues, the person starts paying 50%, then it goes to 45%, mm-hmm. then it goes to 42%, and then it goes to 37%, and then it goes to 15%, then it gets like 0.7%.
Oh my.
You get the point how it goes here.
But I don't live there, dude.
And that's how I feel like it works. And, you know, relationships are dual-sided.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, much like our host said, you know, it's a difference between someone not knowing
mm-hmm.
and someone blatantly knowing and just refusing to do something about it.
Agreed.
And this is where the other mofo comes into place.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
And in that regard, it's America. Black, Manchurian, Uzbekistanian, Black, Laotian, Argentinian, everybody, he, she, and whatever in between. Those from Oakland and those from the Oak. Single ladies and married affiliates.
Single ladies and married affiliates.
Mm-hmm. Midtown Atlanta and College Park.
College Park, Bubba Spark. No copyright over here.
Everybody should. This is a universal concept. You should not have to tell a person or instruct them in regards to having the drive
mm-hmm.
to fix something that they broke. I feel like Kanye West in that one award show where he did that.
I just wait. Just don't.
But definitely, and I didn't say don't give them help trying to fix it. You should not be trying to give them the drive to mm-hmm. fix it. You should not be the person saying, this is what you need to be doing. This mm-hmm. is hike. No. Sometimes you need to take what, you know, you got, and hopefully you got good sense. Hopefully you got it, because if you don't, then just stop listening. Because I'm at that point. Anyway.
You know what? I'm with PB. Just turn it off. That's okay. Share it with somebody that you think got good sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely if you, a person that hurts you should not be doing the legwork to get them to realize that they hurt you. Or cause you any type of negative feelings.
Agreed.
Now, it's one thing for them to acknowledge it and they say, hey, how do I fix this?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? I know I've, and of course, if you're that kind of, let them try to. But by no means should you be sitting there having to deal with someone who clearly shows that they do not care, mm-hmm. and does not show or put forth any energy to sit, actually give a crap. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where we go wrong. Mm-hmm. And like Jasmine, goes back to what Jasmine, someone caring far more than the other one is. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you then shifted the power dynamics.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. The house.
No, go ahead. Take it over. Go right ahead. Because, see, you know what? That's a fantastic point. Because there is no reason why I should be the person showing your hand to you. Like, your hand is your hand for a reason. I should not be saying, all righty now, you have this, this, and this. What do you think you should do with it? You should be saying, I have this and this and this. Can you help me do something with it? Like, there should never be a time where I should be telling you how to do your life. Like, no, there is no acceptable explanation as to why I should be the person that, you know, is doing that. Because at that point, you either don't care or you literally just are too lazy to realize that this is a problem. Mm-hmm. Like there's just, I'm just going to get mad all over. But I'm going to tell y'all about my worst relationship. Go ahead, Lady D. What's yours? I got one for you.
You know what? I think I was, I don't consider that a relationship, so that does not count. Mm-hmm. And I know what you're talking about, and I know what you're thinking, because I was thinking about it, but we were nothing.
She was nothing. Let's make sure we understand. Like,
that was not a relationship. That was not a friendship. That was not an acquaintance. That was nothing. Yeah.
Piece of trash.
So, for me,
you know,
I am blessed to say I have not had a worst relationship, mm-hmm. Whether that be friend or lover. Mm-hmm. Mainly because I don't let people get that close. And, you
this
know.
Is true. True cheese.
So I'm just like, and the people who are close, and they know who they are because a good 50% of them are sitting in this room with me.
So, notice she said 50% and there are two of us in here with her.
Actually, I was like, that math might be.
See that?
I know. Exactly. Yeah. So, but that's about right. And it's just, and that's kind of my thing too. I need to probably try to put myself out there more so I can, you know, make friends. But that's neither here nor there right now. But right now I am grateful to say I have not had a worst relationship. I have had some unfortunate experiences, but who hasn't?
You know what? If you're out there and you have not had any unfortunate experiences, Blue Moon Vibes would like to talk to you.
Yes. Please send us your location.
Exactly.
Your contact information.
Please contact us in the comments below.
And let us know what planet you live on, because I would love to visit.
You know what? No, not visit. We would love to move there.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes,
that's wonderful.
I haven't had any worse relationships, so that's...
Well, that's great for you, because I sure have.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think you are. Let me tell you about it. All right. You know what? It was completely my fault. 100%. I take full blame for it. The relationship part, I don't take full blame for what transpired in the relationship. Let me explain. Alrighty. Okay. So I just lost my dog. My doggy had just got hit by a car in front of my father's house. And I was spiraling down into a pit of despair. Dun, dun, dun. And I was, it was a rough time. And
I'm so sorry.
It was a rough time. And well, I guess it was, I guess it's funny too.
The dog.
Yeah.
The dog rough.
Exactly. So, sorry. So yeah, it was one of those times, and so I actually remember when it started. So I was sitting at the table, and I was like, you know, no Prince Charming is just gonna come and like knock on your door, Jazz. You actually have to put yourself out there. All right, my loves, that just about does it for us today. But one more time for good measure, as always, there is peace in the journey too. Just find it. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I will link them in the description. But also, make sure you check out my blog to stay inspired, and we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.